Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Cop for Kalipa, short format podcast. We'd have innocent. I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we should each have had a little bit of coffee. Now, I had some espresso this morning. Just got done with a great workout, fired up. And I wanted to bring up a conversation that I recently had with a friend of mine. As many of these coffee kalipas are, they're just what's happening in my life. And this one in particular, I think really hits home for a lot of people. So I was talking to a friend of mine. We were discussing, some just things in life, right, that happen. And what she said to me was, the way I equate each situation when I'm flustered or feeling a little anxious, I just take a quick pause and I ask myself a simple question. Will this matter in 5 minutes, 5 hours, or 5 years? And when she said that to me, I was like, okay, that's a good reflection to have, right? Where you sit back and you say, all right, you know, this situation that's occurring right now, is it going to matter to me in 5 minutes? It's probably going to matter to you in 5 minutes. Is it going to be matter to me in 5 hours? Maybe. But is it going to matter to me in 5 years? And so maybe you're getting bent out of shape because something's happened with one of your employees, one of your team members, one of your family members, whatever. Is that situation that's occurring right now going to matter in the long term? And if it isn't going to matter, then, you know, maybe you should just not worry about it, or maybe you should move on, or maybe you should pick your battles, like some of the things we've talked about on this show before. But if it is going to matter, that's going to change things too. Now, what I didn't realize at the time, that's the reason why I'm actually sharing this. I think when I say, is it going to matter in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 years? Most people are like, okay, yeah, I get what you're trying to say. It makes sense. Harder to actually do in the moment, but I get the idea. Okay, cool. But how about the reverse? What if you say to yourself, like the example that we were talking about is maybe you need to get off work to go see a sick friend, or maybe you need to make a specific decision to go, you know, see your kids playing a playoff baseball game or to be at one of their birthdays, and instead you chose to do something else. And I think it's interesting when you ask yourself, will this matter in 5 minutes, 5 hours, or 5 years? Take, for example, not being there for your child's birth as an example, right? Because you had to work. Would you regret that if you're asking yourself that question 5 years from now? Do you think you would regret that 5 years from now? And it's a nice way to reflect on the situation at hand and say, wow, right now we have this big project. It's so busy. Work is slammed. I can't be there for X. Well, what if that X, that thing, is super, super important, and 5 years from now, you're going to regret not being there? It was a nice reminder that it goes both ways, right? To let things go that aren't going to matter, but to also think about the things that are going to matter in the long term and make sure you're showing up for those. So that's my 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 year inspiration for this week. Definitely something I'm taking into consideration, especially, you know, we've talked about this a little bit on the show with Ava hitting her 5 year out of cancer treatment. You know, she's considered cancer free and we're going to go celebrate. And the last thing I want to do is look back on some of these celebrations and say, man, you know, I should have been there for a better celebration, or we should have done this. It's like, you know what? 5 years from now, it's still going to matter how we celebrated it. So let's celebrate it hard. Let's keep getting after it. I hope you and your families are doing incredibly well. Go back, check out the other Cop for Kalipas. If you like these, share with a friend. Let me know on social media at Jason Kalipa. Hit us up. Really is helpful. Lets us know what you're looking for. And yeah, just keep crushing it. See you again next week for another episode of Cop for Kalipa. Let's go.